is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people!
Yes! Yes!
What?
They want. I always say that as a society, we do not celebrate enough. The Warriors celebrated. They celebrated plenty. And of course, the mouth of the Warriors had something to say. Let's listen to Draymond Green.
This has been an amazing year. I told y'all, don't let us win a f-ing championship. And clearly, nobody could stop it. I warned y'all. But what brings me the most joy in winning a championship ever since I won my first one is seeing the guys who win it the first time. I just want to say thank you all. And as always, f- everybody else. I love y'all.
I love Draymond Green so much. Jalen Rose, the parade. I think there might have been some adult beverages.
I'm so happy for Day-Day. Fellow Michigander, he's from Saginaw, went to Saginaw High School. You know, since day one, I've been, who are we, Saginaw Pride? Because I not only saw a winner, but I saw a leader, a champion, and somebody that could be a game changer without necessarily raining three-point shots or scoring 25 points a game. He's a new era version of a glue guy, an enforcer. You called him the voice of the team. Like, he carries so many roles that are beyond the box score. And he gives them that level of toughness that now all of a sudden he puts it out there, and now it seems like they have to back it up. I appreciate that. And it's like, put it all on me. You were at the game in Boston. It's almost like when I was watching Crush Groove and Run got into it with Russell. He was like, they ain't screaming Russell DMC. They screaming Run DMC. You know what I mean? And when they was in Boston, they was all screaming at Draymond.
Yep.
But Steph Curry was the one scoring 43. You see what I mean? And so what I appreciate is how he's matured and embraced that role, and how his teammates have rallied behind him, how his coaching staff has trusted him. Mm-hmm. Because when you walk on the edge like that, or almost getting one tech and two techs, and you have a history when he got ejected one time and they lost to the Cavs, sometimes you want to take that player's aggression away. Like, the Splash Brothers and Steve Kerr boost him.
Fuel it.
So much so that, please run that video again. I'm going to show y'all something that's extremely funny. When he said what he said, when he dropped the mic, where was he walking to?
It's sitting right back down. The chair's right there.
Right, exactly.
So we have the MVP of the finals is Steph Curry. The MVP of the parade was Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson had himself a day. He started when he lost his hat on boat on his way to the parade.
Yep.
And not only did he lose his hat, he lost a lot. He lost his championship ring. Look, he loses his championship ring, just drops on the ground. It's in the confetti. He can't find it. He had a day.
So people, a lot of times, for a guy like me that didn't win a championship in college or the pros, always ask me, like, what I missed beyond that happening. And the only thing I wanted to do is have a parade. Because being from Michigan, we had a Thanksgiving Day parade in Detroit, and that was always a big thing for my childhood, right? And so that's what I miss. And when Klay celebrated yesterday, he's the first athlete that I looked at and said, I missed that.
Well, not,
because
he's not done.
All look, of this, the
look
visuals.
At this one. Look at this one.
Because all of his visuals would be my visuals.
Look at that. Hey, look. He can't stand.
Hey, look. But here's the thing.
That's one of the best athletes on the planet.
But here's the thing. Hey, I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you a secret. When you've been drinking and you stumble, you fall forward. You know what I'm saying?
I love that video so much. That poor lady.
They just changed terrain.
She's just standing
just a little
there.
Bit.
She got ran over by Klay Thompson. Oh, no.
Oh, man. But I tell you this. And shout to her for being a good sport. And shout to the Warriors fans, San Francisco. I know, like, being a town team that moved from Oakland, there are a lot of people in that town that are upset that they left.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm glad to see Toscano Anderson, a guy who grew up in that area, Gary Payton II, whose father is from the Bay. And it's a joy to see, like, a player like him who was in the G League, Jordan Poole last year, who was in the G League, Gary now all of a Payton sudden get a chance to celebrate this.
Was going to put in his resume to be the video coordinator for the Warriors. Mm. He was going to give up the game and try to get into the front office by being the video coordinator. Ends up being a key piece of their playoff run and their finals championship.
But we need more Clay, because also, that's a failed test. And I know the league ain't tested anymore. And I know, like, he was outdoors, and I know the California has a different ordinance across, than everywhere else across the country.
Yes.
I would say, you know, the aroma that could be in the air. But, man, he's the first athlete, Jacoby. I was like, I missed that. That's what I missed.
I love that you never won a championship in College of the Pros, and you're not like, God, I just want to have that ring or that trophy. I want to have that moment when the buzzer sounds. You're like, I want to have the party.
I want to be
I want to have
I want
the party.
You
so, Jalen, I have an important question for you now. They've won four championships in this run. Are we going to see more parades in San Francisco with this nucleus?
So they have ownership willing to spend.
Sure are.
They have an all-time great coach. They have a GM that when the team was injured, drafted well. Mm-hmm. And let me name three people that they got. Kuminga, Moody, and Wiseman.
Yep.
None of which are in the box score in theory in these finals.
No.
But yet, each of them are going to grow into rotation players that are mainstays for what they do for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In their own right. Like, Kuminga has, like, defensive player of the year type growth potential. And Wiseman has the skill of a big, like, a multi-time all-star type of big. And Moody, he got a thumper. Like, he can thump that thing. And so, the other young guys, Poole, that's also a part of that. Now you create an infrastructure, unlike you see, for example, in LA when LeBron kind of came to the team and you have to lose so much to bring him and AD together. You now can usher Steph and the Splash Brothers into being a little bit older and not having to play 35 minutes all of the time and not having to be the leading scorer every night. So you can pace them throughout the regular season. And so now when the playoffs come, Steph just only averaged, and I'm being sarcastic, 35 in the finals. You know what I'm saying? So I know we love how Wiggins played.
Yeah.
And we celebrate Clay at the parade, and my guy Jordan Poole hit some crazy half-court loud shots, and we celebrated Day-Day. But let me just say, not a point guard or a shooting guard, he's the vanguard. Steph Curry is the leader of the new school. He averaged 35 in the finals. So he ain't slowed down, clearly. So, yes, I agree with you, my brother. They have a great opportunity to do what our guy E40 said on this show. We laughed at him when
he said. He said they were going to get 9 championships.
We laughed.
And we were like,
We laughed. I mean,
we laughed.
I mean, so I ain't mad. Like, I'm not mad. I can't lie. When the Golden State Warriors team was put together, I never would have thought they'd win more championships than the Miami Heat Big Three. I never would have thought that.
Well, Jalen, there's a Big Three in Brooklyn. They haven't played together on the Nets yet, but we're hearing things about the Nets and Kyrie Irving. We're hearing things. Is it the Nets or nothing for Kyrie Irving? There are some other teams potentially in play. Lakers, Clippers, New York Knickerbockers. Your thoughts?
So a mercurial, game-changing, championship, future Hall of Fame talent like Kyrie Irving is going to expose the hypocrisy of so many media members and fans.
Oh, interesting.
Because when he plays for the Nets now, everybody's going to complain about what happened in Cleveland, what happened in Boston, him not getting vaccinated, how many games he's missed, why you don't want him on your team until you hear your team has a chance to get him. So I have to ask you, sir, you're a Daisy Knicks fan. How would you feel?
No.
See? Not that.
Because it's nothing against Kyrie Irving. The Knicks are not Kyrie Irving away from being in contention. You know what I mean? They're not a Kyrie Irving away from being
in contention. You know what they're a Kyrie Irving away from being? Relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Relevant. Like, I want everybody to know these last few years were an outlier. Take it from somebody like me who never has applied for a day off, that's never missed a show. That's an outlier. We've had 3 NBA champions in the last 20 months, including in a bubble, including a pandemic. Normally, we have 1 champion every 12 months. So these years are outliers. We got the draft basically in August, and those were outliers starting the season in December. So, like, I think as we get back to a normal NBA body clock, personally and professionally for all of the players, a guy like Kyrie is going to be able to usher himself into being the caliber player that, A, is going to be somebody you can rely on day to day, but also be a dominant player that still is trying to compete for championships. This idea that, his argument at the table is different than James Harden. James Harden, we like, oh, you slow down a little bit.
Not Kyrie.
You're in shape. You know what I'm saying? Can he fit? Like that
Kyrie
ain't the argument.
Remember yeah, Kyrie and Charlotte?
Exactly. That ain't the debate for Kyrie. So if you're the Nets, you get this done. You give him a max deal.
Max deal.
Of course. You give Kyrie top dollar. And because you want him under contract. And you want to keep KD happy, who's also under contract.
So, Jalen, you asked me about the Knicks and Kyrie. And the Knicks have been rumored to be interested in...
That's why I said that.
Jalen Brunson, Kyrie Irving, Jaden Ivey, Donovan Mitchell, DeAndre Ayton, Carmelo Anthony, Malcolm Brogdon, Miles Turner. Should Knicks fans just, like, temper their expectations?
You know what you got to do is have a little patience. See, what ends up happening, like, New York fans approach the game with an intensity like Celtic and or Lakers championships. So what ends up happening is their fans and impatience make the organization feel like we need to be championship or bust every year.
Mm-hmm.
So now every move got to be a home run swing. Every move got to be a double down at the blackjack table. Here's what they need to do. Just exercise a little patience. That's actually what they need to do. You can't throw money at this problem.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to draft
Kyrie
well.
Irving ain't going to fix it either.
That's different. That's a proven. Hey, dog, you are so wrong about this.
They're winning the Eastern Conference if they get Kyrie Irving?
I mean,
they're going to get
are they
gonna
win it without him?
They're going to be a seventh seed.
Are they going to win it without him?
In the first round.
Dog, I'm trying to tell you, you are wrong on this one. You want Kyrie Irving on your basketball team if you're the New York. First off, he's a showstopper. When the last time you went to a Knicks game was like, ooh, wow.
This is not a anti-Kyrie Irving stance. This is the New York Knicks do not need to spend the kind of money to bring Kyrie Irving in.
Why do you care about the money that they spending?
Because they should be getting younger players. You know what? We talked about the Knicks too much already.
Well, that's the whole point. Name all of the people affiliated with them. Name those names again.
Jalen Brunson, Kyrie Irving, Jaden Ivey, Donovan Mitchell, DeAndre Ayton, Carmelo Anthony, Malcolm Brogdon, Miles Turner, and Dame Lillard on there too.
You're not going to get Ivey in the draft.
You move up.
Right? Do you pay Jalen Brunson to be the face of your franchise?
I don't think so.
So what ends up happening is my point is these are all good players. Like Jalen Brunson is a really good player. Ivy's gonna be a really good player. Kyrie Irving is a mercurial player. He's on a different level. If you can get that dude, you do it. Like, everybody has allowed, like, so many other, like, what he tweets and sometimes what he says and, like, him not being at practice 100% of the time the last, like, 20 months. Like, I don't think that that's the player that you, like, the Pistons can get him. Like, come on, man.
Jalen.
You get him. Pay him, Nets. Pay Kyrie Irving.
The draft is just 2 days away, apparently. The Orlando Magic have not settled on who they want at number one. Is that just game? Who knows? But there are three or four really good prospects that they could choose from. We'll break that down right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in New York City, Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, the draft is just 2 days away. The number one pick, Orlando Magic, have still not decided who they're going to pick. Those three faces right there are the most probable prospects that will end up in a Magic uniform.
Chet, Jabari, Paolo.
Should they know who they're going to pick? Do they know who they're going to pick? Is this just game?
No, I don't think that there's a clear-cut number one. It depends on what you hope to get accomplished. And like I always tell you, when you're talking about the top five players, you ain't going to hear we're drafting him to get 9 rebounds and 3 blocks. You drafting somebody in the top five that you hope be a perennial all-star. You hope somebody that's going to be a 20-point scorer and somebody that's going to be a face of your franchise for a long time. And Orlando has missed at this. They've missed at this. Like for a team that's had the number one pick so often, you hope to do what the Cavs were able to do.
Orlando's got Dwight Howard with the number one pick, Shaquille O'Neal with the number one pick, and they parlay the number one pick into Anthony Hardaway. That's pretty good. Those are hits.
Okay, but you're talking to me about hits in the 90s. Talk to me about some hits in the 2020s.
I don't think they're the number one pick.
All right, but I'm just saying, like, Orlando for a team that's drafted so very often in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's fair to say.
You want to make sure that this becomes your franchise. Like, they're still looking for their franchise player. Is that fair to say? Like Wagner out of Michigan is somebody that I love. I love what Jalen Suggs brings to the table.
He looked a lot better than I thought he would.
And Cole Anthony is the scorer, but the big fella that made 7 threes at the end of the season, Mo Bamba, my guy Mo Bamba, like he's an intriguing prospect. But what do you put alongside of them? I say based on what I see from their team, you might have to just roll the dice on Chet.
Roll the dice on Chet. Interesting. He has probably the highest ceiling, but also the lowest floor. He seems to be the biggest gamble of these three prospects.
Well, think about what you said. Like, they hit with Shaq, big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You hit with Dwight. Different type of big guy than Shaq. Now, Chet would be a different kind of big guy than both of them because he'll be shooting threes.
Yep.
And playing with his with facing the basket. So, again, Three great prospects, and I know a lot of people are saying like this is a 3 or 4 team draft, but I feel like the Pistons gonna be good at 5.
Yeah, there's a lot of
you know
players.
If we get these Murray get and we get Ivy,
like, these three get a lot of attention.
Yeah,
there's a lot
as
of
they
good
should
prospects.
as they should.
So one thing about Chet, right? He has a unique body type. We'll say when he was does. In eighth grade, he went from 6'2" to 6'10" in 1 year. Are you concerned about his frame?
Well, if you look at Paolo's frame, you would say he's growing into his body a lot more mature, seemed to be a lot more physically ready. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at Jabari Smith, you'll say the same thing. You'll say, oh, he got to get stronger. He got to get bigger. Got to get more physical.
Yep.
But the one thing about the game is that it isn't as physical as it used to be. That's why you're able to see smaller guards, thinner guards, able to, you know, navigate in traffic because they don't have to hit the floor as much and you just can't just be as physical with them. It's the same with the bigs. You can't really impede his progress. So his skill is going to drive his game. So again, for Chet, for him to grow the way he did and grow into his game, it's been incredible to watch. And Jabari, you know, your mid-range shooter, knockdown shooter, a three-point shooter.
Beautiful.
They're all really good prospects. But again, I don't think it's just a three top. I think they're the clear-cut three best players going into the draft as it relates to picking, but don't underestimate Murray and don't underestimate Ivy either.
Jalen, it's time for one of our signature segments. It's time for cultural or regional. Let's go. College World Series is going down in Omaha, and there's a competition that has nothing to do with the baseball diamond. At Rocco's, a bar in Omaha, they're having a Jell-O shot challenge. Arkansas, their fans have taken over 4,000 Jell-O shots. And Ole Miss, their fans have taken over 4,500 Jell-O shots.
How many?
4,500. That's 4,500 Jell-O shots.
And what was the other one?
Arkansas, 4,644.
Wow.
Jalen Rose, simple question. Jell-O shots, cultural or regional?
So... They're definitely cultural.
They are cultural.
And you said this was in Omaha.
Yep.
So that speaks for itself.
Yep.
But here's the thing I want to really drill down to it. Like, that's not a bad thing when it's extremely hot outside and you're on the beach, you're by the water.
They're nice.
You're trying to get it in. Like,
are you a Jell-O shot guy?
Well, I don't like.
You a Jell-O shot guy?
Well, here's the thing. I don't like my dessert with my alcohol.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
You ever had like a boozy milkshake?
Yeah, it just seems
like we're mixing too much.
Exactly.
We're doing too much.
I ain't rolling like that.
I'm not having Jell-O for dessert.
Well, me and you talked about this like chicken and waffles. Like, I don't really want syrup on my chicken.
Thank you. and a hot sauce on my waffles. Yeah, exactly. Two different things. We don't need to be putting everything together.
Right.
That's fair. Jello shots are cultural. However, Jalen Rose supports them on a hot day, which I support. Like the beach.
Yeah. If you can't have something blended, the next best thing will be a Jello shot.
There you go. Jalen Rose, we have a lot more to discuss, and we'll be back right after this very short break. You're watching.
Get the people what they want.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, every single day on the program, we recognize another day that Brittany Griner remains detained in Russia.
I'm upset, hurt, disappointed when I heard the news that basically there was an opportunity for her to talk to her wife for the first time, and the White House mismanaged the situation and that call didn't happen.
The embassy was unstaffed.
I'm really disappointed in that. 124 days she's been wrongfully detained. We wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
We have a report from our colleague Woj that the Charlotte Hornets that feature our guy LaMelo Ball are in discussions with Mike D'Antoni, your former head coach, to be the head coach of the Hornets. What do you think about this fit?
He's shown that he can be an offensive genius in the league. Mm-hmm. He's helped ignite some of the greatest offenses that the game has seen, not only in Phoenix, but in Houston. He's coached a couple of MVPs, Steve Nash and James Harden. His offense spreads the floor. LaMelo Ball is a great pick and roll player, a terrific talent. Sky's the limit as he makes people around him better and they have multiple lob threats. I think that'd be a good hire for them.
They are hesitant to give Miles Bridges a max
Give him the
deal.
Money. Give him the money. You're Charlotte. You're not going to get players like Miles Bridges scoring 20, dunking all on people, shooting threes. Like, pay the man his money. He earned it.
Does Airbnb, Ball, and Bridges make them somewhat of a contender?
Yes, they'll be in the playoffs next year.
Great. Mike D'Antoni, you're already here first. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN2, 4 p.m.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Rose, a couple things I want to discuss with you. Number one, around 2028, reportedly, air taxis will be coming to Los Angeles. Driverless drones that can take you from like LAX to Hollywood in minutes, 10 minutes. LA is probably the most comfortable city to live in, except the one thing that's wrong with it is traffic. You have a chauffeur's driver's license. You wanted to be in the human transportation business. How do you feel about drone taxis?
I don't trust drones.
No?
No. It's like there's certain vehicles now that, you know, I think like a Tesla that'll park itself, right?
Yeah.
I don't trust that.
No?
No.
So some Teslas, you think you can just like push a button and it'll basically drive you where you're going.
No, like I remember being one of the people when you could, what was it called? When you drive the car, when you put it in,
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you drive the car, cruise control.
Cruise control, yeah. Okay.
You can put the car in cruise control.
I don't do cruise control.
Right, I don't do cruise control.
No.
Thanks, Tuts. I don't do cruise control.
I've never done it in my life.
So think about it. If you don't do cruise control, there's a reason why. That means that you don't trust yourself sitting in the driver's seat and the potential of what could happen. So now you're going to double down on that and not be in the driver's seat. You're going to be now in the back seat where a drone is going to be responsible for it. I'm good.
So for me, I'm just not the first one in the water. You know what I mean? Like, you guys can have your drones. You can get, you know, you can get there in 10 minutes and all of that. But you guys have to be up and running for a good year or two before I'm involved. You have to be up and running for a good year or two before I'm involved. I need to see zero deaths for 365 days before I'm getting in there.
Well, here's like,
I'm not first in line.
People underestimate the air traffic control safety that takes place 24/7, 365 in this country. And in theory, it's to be acknowledged that it's quote unquote safer to fly than it is to drive. Like, that's, I know that, you know, that sounds crazy to some people, but that's actually true. And so, to me, you're not creating a different layer of traffic. So we got the 35,000 foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the subway traffic, and then you have the ground street foot traffic. So now we're about to have a mid-range. The drones gonna be shooting from mid-range.
Mid-range, yeah. Yeah, no, 15-foot pull up.
The linebackers, no, we good.
So
now we good.
We are fortunate enough to work here at the Seaport in New York City.
Yep.
A lot of boat traffic out there. I'm always wondering, they need some lanes or lines or something out there. Like how is this policed?
Well, here's the thing. Did you know? In 1848, blacks were still being bought and sold as slaves. That's only 174 years ago. I saw Reg DeLedge post that yesterday, and so many times we say 400 years. It ain't 400 years. That was 174 years. And so I ain't gonna lie, the first thing when you said boat, I just got the chills. I ain't gonna even lie, just for my people. Like as we commemorate Juneteenth, but in all honesty, I was honest about that too. But the boating that you see happening is a function of security and or safety. Let me give you some guardrails that I don't go. I love to jet ski. I control the jet ski.
Mm.
Do that all day. I'm a fish on a jet ski, right? I'm in the water, right? A boat, I'll be on a large boat, but I'm not trying to go on a cruise.
I'll do it. I want to see the land. I want to know which way to swim if something goes down.
Yeah,
I'm not like going too far out.
But hold on. What about the distinction I just gave you? I'll be on a boat for like an afternoon, a day, a night, or whatever.
I got little kids. We're going on a Disney cruise.
Okay. Like, so
enjoy it.
So just so you know, I've never been on a cruise.
Never been on a cruise.
No,
it's lovely.
I've never been on.
I was like Jadakiss on a cruise. we had a basketball tournament. Yeah, we won that thing. We had 3-on-3 tournament. Me and Mike and Uncle Mike and Uncle Rom took it down.
I always felt like I didn't want to be on a boat that long. It seemed like I'm too disconnected. I'm too restrained.
Oh,
it's probably the word.
Yeah, you can. I get what you're saying. You don't want to. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah,
yeah, you can't get off.
I'm too restrained. Yeah. Like I like to go to the store. I like to go you know what I'm saying? Run errands.
I think you would enjoy a cruise. Here's one thing I don't like about the cruise. Right, you're on vacation. Okay, they give you a bracelet. Right, so every time you go to eat or drink or something,
I got another.
They give you. They scan the bracelet for every drink that you have. I just don't like the idea that somewhere there's an Excel document that's like, this guy David Allen Jacoby had 35 drinks on Tuesday.
That's you know, over under.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Your Honor, those are small. They're tiny little drinks. You know what I mean? They only give you like a 2 count.
Oh, but you just reminded me of something. A reason why I don't like to go on cruises. If I go on vacation, I don't want to do it with strangers.
That's you see the same faces a lot. You see the same
see,
faces
like when
a
I'm
lot.
On vacation, I want my own space. I want my own hotel.
Oh, well,
I want
my about
own
my
privacy.
Vacation.
So here's another thing, and people correct me if I'm wrong. When you're now on a vacation, you're now meeting strangers, and everybody becomes a big kumbaya, and everybody's celebrating together on a vacation.
Yes.
Now, I don't want a vacation with strangers.
Well, you're famous. That's the difference. Everyone's going to see your face, and everyone's like, oh, Taylor Rhodes is on the cruise. And then you can't get off. You can't just get an Uber. Like, you always want to be an Uber away from, like, leaving the situation.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that Uber's like a safety net for you. It's like a security blanket.
Yes, it is.
Like, I can leave if I want.
Like Uber and Waze that have changed my life.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on them all day.
And Jalen always likes to just to have a lot of flexibility when it comes of what city he can be in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, where are you going to be this weekend? You don't even know.
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
Could be Atlanta. Could be Detroit.
Could be LA.
Could be Los Angeles.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Exactly.
You really don't know where you're going to be after the
I
draft,
don't.
Do you?
Yeah. I know I ain't going to be on no cruise with no strangers. I know that.
The kids love the cruise, though. Water slides. You know what I mean? Activities. They got the thing. They got the kids clubs. So you drop the kids off in the kids club.
But what about eating? That means you are you like, is it buffet style?
Well, here's the thing about the food on the cruise, right?
Oh, see, here we go.
Here's the thing about the food
here
on the cruise.
Here we go.
you realize pretty quickly that there's like one kitchen. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we got the Mexican restaurant. We got the Italian restaurant. We got the high-end one. We got the little cafe for something quick. But you realize there's just like 10 people in there cooking all of it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they got a lot of different restaurants. You can make reservations and go to this, this, and that. But there's one kitchen in the middle of the boat that serves all the different restaurants. That's one thing that you realize pretty quickly when you're on the cruise.
Gotcha.
But the boats are big, man. The boats are big. I had a great time on the cruise. We had like 50 people. It was my 40th birthday celebration.
Oh.
Not mine, like the whole, like, you know, my whole sort of like crew. It was great. We had t-shirts printed up.
That's dope.
A lot of kids. One time, brief bad parenting story. One time we had adjoining rooms. Me and my wife stayed in one. The kids stayed in the one next. Me and my wife were having fun. We were having some beverages. We fell asleep. We woke up from a nap. Where the kids?
Where they go? Where they go? Where they go?
You know where the kids are? Like, I don't know where the kids are. Open up the adjoining room. Oh, they're right there. Okay, we're good. Whoops. Whoops. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
John Collins to the Knickerbockers.
So let's just do this exercise.
Donovan Mitchell to the Knickerbockers.
This is NBA offseason. Every player.
DeAndre Ayton to the
media, the mass media is going
to
put every player
Dame
that
Lillard
might
to
move
the Knickerbockers.
Between the Lakers and the Nets.
Bradley Beal to the Lakers.
I'm sorry, the Lakers or the Knicks.
Yep.
Every player in the NBA
no other teams.
That's moving somewhere.
There's 28
the media
other
is going to tell you they're going to the Lakers. Or to the Knicks. So tell me all of the players right now that's going to be on the Knicks.
Oh, it's going to be Dame Lillard, Jordan Ivey, Donovan Mitchell, Malcolm Brogdon, Bradley Beal, DeAndre Ayton, and John Collins. That's going to be the rotation. It's going to be the rotation. Come on, World Wide West.
That's a great 12-man squad.
Come on, World Wide West. Get it done. Get the deals done. They're bringing back the purple uniforms for the Utah Jazz with the big mountain. Karl Malone, John Stockton.
I like those. I like when Denver, when we had them as well. I like those.
I like those Denver. The Denver rainbow ones?
Yeah, those are cold.
Your rookie
yeah,
year, right?
Yeah, those are cold. I like those. The rainbow ones were the year before me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I love those. I wanted to play in those so bad.
Oh, you had like the gold ones, the dark blue with the gold letters?
Yeah, I had like the mountains on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those rainbow ones were dope, though.
Yeah, they were.
Jalen, PJ Tucker opts out with the Heat. Something or nothing.
It's always something to add a championship veteran player that can make corner threes, plays taller than he is, still has something in the tank. It's just that Miami asked him to do too much. Like, he was playing a lot more minutes than I believe he should at this point of his career. As a wing player, he's not a lob threat. You know, he's not going to be a guy out there in a 4-on-3, 3-on-2, 2-on-1 break, you know, finishing on the break. But he is a guy that could be a screener. You throw it to him in the middle of the floor, he got that little jump hook that he can make. And he's shown that he could guard guys taller than him. And that's always some value in that. So add a vet like that in the locker room. Plus, he stayed fly. He about his style. He about his kicks. He about being fresh. I like that about P.J. Tucker. I got love for him.
P.J. Tucker is innovative, as is CarMax. CarMax, innovating the way you buy and sell cars. You can get a car from CarMax on the lot or online. Go to CarMax.com. Also, Jalen Rose is getting it done. The ones who get it done is brought to you by Grainger. For those who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product specialists. Call or click on Grainger.com or stop by one of their many locations. What number should fans call if they want to be a part of the program?
985-80-JALEN. And on Fridays, voicemails only.
Only voicemails on Fridays.
We're turning the show over to the people.
985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, it's your boy Jay from Denver. No K this time, but me and K will call in another time. But I'm here with my little brother, Josh. All right, and we need you to settle the dispute. We were in the gym playing one-on-one today. We were going best of seven. It's game seven. He hits the shot, does not call glass on game point. I need you to set him straight. Let him know that on game point, you got to call glass if you mean glass. You can't be throwing up prayers. this dude getting lucky out here. They're all glitches except like one or two. This guy's getting lucky out here. Jalen, Jacoby, settle this for us. Appreciate it. Like I said, me and Kay will be calling in soon. Love to hear from you guys. Yep, medicinal.
Big shout to Jay and Kay, one of our favorite power couples to ever call in the show. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I feel strongly about this topic.
I'm just happy they were medicinal.
Oh, yeah. They're in Denver. I feel strongly about this topic.
You know what? I could have said any city or state. You would have just said they're there.
Yeah.
Not like they don't have
medicinal. I could have been like, in L.A., you're like, yep.
Yeah, Portland or whatever, yeah.
Seattle, yep.
All right, a couple things. Number one, when I was younger, you had to call glass. I've noticed in the last 20 years, no one's enforcing this rule. No one is enforcing this rule. Straight up, when I was younger, you did not get the bucket if you did not call glass. Number two, when you're a bad shooter like myself, you have to learn how to anticipate that your shot is going to be so far off that you just call glass anyway, which is something that I've learned to do over time. A lot of times I'm banking the ball in unintentionally. And when it's on the way there, I'll start to gauge and then I'll just yell glass. And then it goes off the glass and people assume I meant to, but I did not.
For people that's played a long time, somebody like you, like I know people like you that do that. In my mind, I started to take the G and the L off and started to say that when the ball was in it.
So let me, specifically for Jay and Josh, is I would say normally, because no one enforces this anymore, that Josh wins the game because he got the ball in the basket on the seventh point. However, not one-on-one between brothers. See, if it's a team game, 5-on-5, and there's people waiting and everything, it's like, no, if the ball went in, y'all go sit down, we're playing again. But if it's one-on-one between brothers, I think you gotta have a legit basket for your seventh basket.
Well, here's the thing. Like, when you start to play one-on-one in best of sevens, that's an intimate setting. That becomes, to me, like a gentleman's sport, like golf or like tennis. Like, you got to be quiet when they serve it. You know what I mean? And all of those rules are going to be enforced. I'll give you a couple. Like, you can't just dribble the ball 50 times. Like, we won't play three dribbles. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to enforce that. And so if somebody take four dribbles, no, that don't count. You know what I'm saying?
If it was three dribbles, I'll be taking some 20-foot hook shots.
Correct.
Some turnaround fadeaways.
But here's the other thing you can't have. You can't have one person taking 20 crab dribbles, backing a person down, backing a person down, backing a person
down. That's my whole one-on-one game.
Right. That's
my entire one-on-one
game. Right. That ain't one-on-one.
Check up, do it again.
Yeah, that ain't one-on-one. That's bully ball.
My entire one-on-one game.
Yeah, that's bully ball.
Every single time.
That's different.
I might even hit 30 dribbles.
Yeah, that's bully ball. That ain't one-on-one. One-on-one is a skill. How fast you can get a bucket against one person. That's a skill. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Yeah, you're a good basketball player.
That's just how you play one-on-one. That's the origin of the game. You know, 5-on-5, that's when it's the chessboard. But let me get back to their point. So, yes, all of the rules matter. Absolutely. We call it traveling. We call it carry. We call it too many dribbles. We call it glass. We not shooting free throws. We doing all of that. And you make it, take it.
If Josh, the little brother, has game point, rises up 15 feet on the nail, banks it in, doesn't call glass.
That's take off the G and the L.
I don't think you get it. I don't think you get the game. I think you have to. I'll even give you the ball back.
That's
you can have
trash.
The ball. You can
that's,
have the ball.
That's trash.
You can have the ball.
That's trash. What y'all think, IG fan? Like that. That's unacceptable.
We have time for one more voicemail. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Yeah, man. Latif from Seattle. First, salute both of y'all. And all y'all keep getting them checks, man. Really appreciate y'all podcast. Y'all get me through the day. But I got a good one. One of my favorite segments of y'all is cultural regional. And the one I got for y'all is our garage sales. Cultural or regional. And by the way, I look like Jalen, so I'm thinking black people don't do that. But let me know, man. It's summertime. I'm seeing a lot of garage sales, and they look closer to Jacoby. So shout out Reg and appreciate the podcast and keep doing you guys. Have a good one.
Lakeith, I've never considered this before. Garage sales, cultural or regional? And I'm going to say, in essence, they kind of have to be regional because, you know, you're not in Brooklyn, you're not doing a garage sale, it's a stoop sale, but whatever. Just kind of like taking your stuff, put it outside, putting a price on it on a Saturday, and haggling with people that come and want to buy your old t-shirts and shoes and radio.
That's definitely cultural. I can't even let you finish.
Cultural?
I can't even let you finish.
I'm trying to think. I would never have a garage sale.
Correct.
I would never have a garage sale.
Correct. Has any of your family members ever had one?
I don't think so.
Have any of your neighbors ever had one?
Yes.
I think the overture when I was growing up, it would be more apt to, in Massachusetts, you guys will have a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. See, we ain't had no lemonade stand.
I want my kids to have a lemonade stand.
Yeah. That's fun now. I mean, that just shows how we've grown as a society. Now that's more integral. That's black, white, or other, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that everybody does and enjoys or whatever because, you know, we just... But I want to get to is that. What was the question again?
Garage sales, cultural reason.
Okay. See, here's the... I got to say this. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
You have no problems doing that. Correct me if I'm wrong. When black people are done with things, our family and friends expect us to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've learned, that white people, like, we're selling this.
Interesting.
So what do you think about that theory?
I can't speak for all white people.
Of course, I don't speak for all black people.
I can't do that. My family was not a garage sale family. It's just the time and effort. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm going to take all this stuff. I'm going to label it. I'm going to spend my entire day just sitting here in this chair talking to strangers. I might come home with what, $30? You know what I mean? Like, the return on investment isn't there, I feel like.
Well, it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. Like to me, like when Fred Sanford's one of my favorite shows, Red Fox,
mm-hmm.
and like to see his junkyard, right? It was almost like antiques, and so there was a beauty in that to me because that's what I grew up watching and being exposed to, and that's what we like as black people ended up doing. We had to create different underbellies to make money, including selling our things, you know what I'm saying? As they, you know, what we call them, gently used.
Gently used.
Right? That's
one of the things I love moving to New York City is if you have a piece of furniture you no longer want, just put it on the sidewalk. Just give it to the game. And when you're young and in your 20s, you see a chair on the sidewalk. I had a coffee table I saw on the sidewalk. That's going to my crib. Not even going to wash it. Right into my crib.
Right.
That's one of the things I love about this, the recycling of furniture here in New York City.
I say garage sales and yard sales, now that I think about it, have elevated and graduated to something that people that look like both of us do.
I think so too.
It's kind of like the lemonade stand. It's like people like both of us do. We are a lot more integrated now. There are a lot more people that look like me that live in the suburbs now.
If you're walking down the block and you see a garage sale, do you stop and do some shopping?
No.
I don't either.
No, but I got a different one for you. Is this cultural or regional? This is a great one. I want to ask this to the IG fam, so I'll ask this to 98580 Jalen. Is it cultural or regional when you see someone walking their dog to say something to them if their dog uses the bathroom and they don't pick up after it?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying a word. No chance. I'm not here to police your poop. I'm not the poop police. So I'm walking to work this morning. Okay? I'm
here
walking to work
go.
This morning, and I see this cop, right? And this cop is on foot. And there's a guy in a pickup truck driving away from the police officer, and the police officer gestures to people to stop the car.
And I saw a dude try to stop. He like banged on the side of the car. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, this is not my job. I'm not involved in this. Right. Like, I was right in a position where I could have like gotten in front of like, the car or done something. You know what I mean? And like, I support the police. And yeah. I think what their job is integral to our society.
No question.
But that's not my job. It's your job. I would imagine this. Imagine I stopped the car and then the guy gets a ticket. What do I look like then?
Or you stop the car and the dude get mad at you.
Exactly.
Because of altercation between y'all.
And I don't know what their business is. I don't know if he could have just done something very terrible, right? Or maybe they're friends. I don't know what the problem
Correct.
Is. I don't know what's going on, but this is between y'all. And if the cop is close enough to yell at me to stop the car, then he's close enough to get the car stopped himself.
See, that's why we did a story time on this. I try to be an amazing citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I'm not the poop police either.
No.
And also, I'm not like a fireman. And we talked about this. Like, if I saw somebody in a burning vehicle, I would want to help them so very bad. But they better be in my phone.
He said, I would want to help
they
them.
They better be in my phone. Because that's something that I'm not an expert at. It's like somebody drowning. Like, I'm not the best swimmer, right? Mm-hmm. But if I see somebody drowning, if I jump in, A, it may make it worse for them, and two, it may be two people die.
So here's one thing I have to say about this. If I'm the first and only person on the scene, I will assist to my best abilities.
I'll do right? that, too.
If
I'll
I'm
scream.
I'm the first and only
I'll
person
call the
on
police,
the scene.
I'll holler for
but
help.
But this happens all the time. There's a bike path right where I work, and now there's all these e-bikes and e-scooters, and people have these accidents, these pretty gnarly accidents, you know what I mean? Because they're going pretty fast. You know, and there's pedestrians, like, it's just kind of crazy. And I always see people on the ground, hurt, bleeding, or whatever. If I'm the first person on the scene, I will do everything I can. But sometimes there's already three people hovered over them.
I agree.
If there's already, like, I don't need to be the fourth person to ask you if you're okay.
But hold on. The distinction you just gave is different from the one I'm giving. I'm talking about putting myself at risk that I can also be killed if I'm jumping into a fire. Or if I'm jumping in trying to save somebody
I'm
drowning.
I'm doing my best. And
that's
you know what?
Different.
And if I save them, I'm telling everybody I did it too. I'm getting all the hero points. I'm telling everybody that story.
Of course, if I see somebody like wounded, I'll try to support them. But I'm talking about putting your life at risk. I'm talking about you. When you see somebody that's a biker that fell down, I hope their life isn't at risk. I'm talking about somebody's life at risk.
You're in Florida. You're in Florida. You're hanging out by a river with a friend. Alligator.
Gun.
Scoops up the friend.
Gun. A weapon.
If an alligator grabs one of my friends and like dragged him into the water, do I have to jump in the water after him? Do I have to jump in the water
after him? That's why we're having this conversation. You're making fatal examples.
A big alligator in its own habitat? I don't know.
I mean, you don't even have to go that fatal. You could be like just, you know, somebody's, you know, in an ocean, in a large body of water, and you got to jump in and save them.
I'll do that, no problem. I'll do that to a stranger. I'm a strong swimmer.
Okay, but see, that's...
I'm trained what to
see,
do.
See, I'm not a strong swimmer.
I'm a strong swimmer.
You know what I'm saying? I've almost drowned before.
Yeah, you're a shallow end cat. You know what I mean? You like to have toes on the ground.
So that's to your point about, like, assisting the officer, like at some point, like our best assistance sometimes is our voice, is our see something, so say something.
You're gonna yell at the alligator. Stop!
Hey!
Stop!
Hey!
Stop! Please stop, alligator. You're the best. I'm not hanging out with you in Florida though. I know that.
I watch Jaws.
We'll be back tomorrow with No Dope Pod of Step 2. Appreciate everybody for calling in 95-80 Jalen. Keep the calls coming. Lakeith. Jay and K, Jay and Josh.
Appreciate the love.
We'll be back tomorrow with another Dope Pod of Step 2. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once famously said into a microphone, we are not done.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.